This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A Greeley woman is suing two Weld County police departments after officers left her inside a squad car stopped on train tracks. 20-year-old Yureni Rios Gonzalez was handcuffed inside the car when it was hit by a train moments later. Her attorney, Paul Wilkinson, says there was enough time for officers to intervene.
I can tell you that she did see the train coming, that you can hear the train horn, the train has lights, her hands were behind her back. She frantically tried to escape the vehicle, but the doors were locked, so she saw everything coming.
Rios Gonzalez got broken bones and head injuries and spent a week in the hospital. Research is underway on a drug that could improve memory for people with Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia. The drug Leukine is normally used to treat some cancers, but Colorado researchers say the drug improved memory and cognition in mice and more recently in people. Dr. Huntington Potter directs the Alzheimer's and Cognition Center at CU Anschutz.
Most Alzheimer's drugs are considered successful if they slow the course of the disease. But this drug actually made people better.
Potter's team is conducting another longer trial for the drug, and he cautions that more research is needed. Red Cross volunteers from Colorado are in Florida to help with the response to Hurricane Ian. The 8 volunteers will help provide shelter, food, and health services to communities affected by the storm. They could spend 2 or 3 weeks there. In Denver and across Colorado, mostly sunny today. Metro highs in the mid-80s. Colorado Springs, 78 this afternoon. Fort Collins, 83. All across the state, mostly sunny, but with some clouds moving in this afternoon in the Springs and in Grand Junction. This is CPR News and KRCC.